Welcome, everybody, to the Understanding Climate Finance podcast. My name is Fahim Nurali, and I am the Climate Finance Trade Commissioner based at the Embassy of Canada in Washington, D.C. It's my pleasure to welcome Laura Dorling, Senior Advisor to the Office of the Executive Director for Canada, Ireland, and the Caribbean at the World Bank Group. Laura joined the office in 2012 after roles at the World Bank, Global Affairs, and various other roles related to trade promotion, investment in emerging markets, and international development. In fact, in 2004, she represented Canada as the senior counselor at the Inter-American Development Bank's Board of Executive Directors. She currently maintains board responsibilities in addition to advising and supporting private and public sector clients and partners in the pursuit and delivery of World Bank finance projects. Laura has been a great supporter of my work in climate finance, as well as my colleagues in OLIFI here in Washington, D.C., and is always keen to interact with Canadian companies that want to work with the World Bank. So welcome, Laura, and thank you for being here.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
So I thought we could kick off the discussion by you could just give us an overview of what is the role of the Canadian Executive Director's Office at the World Bank Group?
Great. Thanks. Well, the main role of the Executive Director's Office is to represent our constituency countries and shareholder interests to the World Bank Group as the world's largest development institution, and really help achieve our institutional twin goals to eradicate extreme poverty and boost shared prosperity. This includes the World Bank with lending and technical assistance to developing countries. It includes the International Finance Corporation, otherwise known as IFC, with lending and investing in private sector projects. And also MIGAS, the Multilateral Investment Guarantee Agency, where we can provide political risk insurance. And as Fahim mentioned, our office represents Canada, Ireland, and the Caribbean with 13 countries in total. And Louise Livonian is our executive director with the Canadian Minister of Finance as our governor. So we work closely with Canadian government departments, especially Finance Canada and Global Affairs Canada, and colleagues from across our constituency countries and respective governments. And our main role is to ensure financial sustainability of the World Bank Group institutions, provide fiduciary duty and oversight responsibilities, and of course, alignment of development interests.
Great. That's a great introduction. And I'm wondering if you could go into a little further into how does the Executive Director's Office promote Canadian interests within the World Bank?
Great. Well, there's really a wide range of activities that we engage in. First and foremost, I'd say we really advocate for policies, programs, and financing to support international development. We do this by influencing lending programs and the actual financing commitments by reviewing and approving lending through a variety of investment vehicles supporting projects in all regions and all sectors. And I know we'll have the chance to discuss that in more detail. But certainly we do finance strategic initiatives and, you know, support related development programming in priority areas. And most importantly, this includes prioritizing climate investments. And Canada has really played a leading role with other like-minded countries to increase the focus on climate and climate-related investments. My colleague, Karim, leads on climate in our office, but I certainly can tell you that Canada is really pressing for an ambitious climate change action plan that the World Bank teams are currently preparing at this point in time. And our office is seeking to ensure that the World Bank Group continues with its institutional commitment to climate, currently as the largest provider of financing to climate investments at a global scale, with an agreement to commit 35% of our own annual World Bank Group commitments to climate investments in any given year. And Canada's also played an important role in the area of innovative finance, in particular blended finance, which has really helped expand development impact and, importantly, increase market opportunities, including for Canadian firms.
Great. Now, that's a great overview. And you know very well, talking with Canadian companies through the course of your work, the capabilities of Canadian companies. So what are the sectors and geographies globally that could benefit from Canadian expertise?
Well, you know, first off, I would say Canadian companies of all sizes, really from our largest companies, small and medium-sized enterprises, and even individual consultants really have a wide range of experience and expertise that can and do contribute to global development through World Bank finance projects. You know, the World Bank has projects that are being financed in any given year representing billions of dollars of specific procurement opportunities. And these are all competitively tendered through World Bank Group corporate procurement and also operational procurement led by client countries. In terms of sectors, I think that really all sectors and geographies can and do benefit from Canadian expertise. And as just a few examples, you know, Canadian firms tend to be most active and competitive when it comes to consulting services. This has really been where we've performed well in recent years and historically, and I expect that to continue to be the case. And if we look at priority sectors of the World Bank Group and client countries where we have relevant Canadian expertise, this ranges from everything from energy, transport, ICT, you know, even water, wastewater management, looking at the blue economy, governance, agriculture, education. And these days, certainly with the heightened focus on health and the response to COVID-19 in the context of the ongoing pandemic, there are significant opportunities for Canadian companies to help strengthen health systems as well in developing countries. And I think another really important point is that there is really strong interest in Canadian capability and infrastructure and also in innovative technologies, especially in energy transition, renewable energy, energy storage, et cetera, just given such a strong appetite to support green growth and green inclusive recoveries. In terms of geography, I'd say all regions, we definitely have a comparative advantage in Canadian firms, particularly those with both English and French capability or firms with multilingual offerings. It really has helped to open markets to different Canadian companies globally.
Great. Now, that's sort of a really good overview. And I think you're right. I mean, you look at West Africa and places like Haiti, where they are Francophone, we see a lot of Canadian capabilities in those areas and in a comparative advantage. So we talked about, you know, where the Canadian companies can work and in what sectors. But now let's talk about the how. So I know that you've worked closely with us, the Climate Finance Trade Commissioner, myself, and Leah and Johnston and Julie Mann, who are part of our OLIFI group. So could you expand a little bit more on how you work with us to connect Canadian companies back into the World Bank Group? And as sort of a follow-up to that too, what are some of the things that you wish Canadian companies would know or be prepared before approaching the World Bank?
Okay, great. Well, certainly we do support Canadian companies both directly and indirectly, really to help firms understand the role of the World Bank Group and better understand how to pursue related opportunities in global markets. Depending on the particular sector of expertise or geographic priority area, pretty much in any part of the developing world, the World Bank Group does have a fairly significant footprint and related opportunities. So we do work internally within the World Bank to help ensure that we have robust World Bank procurement policies and standards in place and that these are adhered to. That's really important to make sure there's the necessary level of transparency so that the information is out there publicly so Canadian firms can be competing as necessary. And we do also help assist from time to time as there's a requirement for troubleshooting along the way if it's necessary pertaining to payment delays or delayed procurement processes, what have you. So the other part where we focus our efforts is really to help develop programming with the World Bank to basically help showcase these opportunities by either engaging World Bank speakers, getting this information out to companies in priority markets, and also supporting promotional efforts targeting these private sector audiences. So we've done quite a bit of outreach in normal times across Canada and certainly welcoming delegations to Washington, D.C., albeit currently on a virtual basis. So very much appreciate the opportunity for this podcast today to reach a wider audience than what we're able to in person. But we always prioritize, as you say, just close collaboration with Global Affairs Canada, including the Trade Commissioner Service, and certainly work closely, as you mentioned, and encourage all of you to be reaching out to the Office of Liaison with the International Financial Institutions. Certainly, we work closely with the embassy and the team in Washington, D.C., but also other regions. And of course, encourage everyone to continue to work with you as well, Fahim, and the climate finance officers, you know, to really help identify these opportunities. I would say, you know, one area where I hope that Canadian firms are aware for future opportunities is just to really understand the tremendous value that they bring through the private sector to shape this global development impact. There's such an opportunity, and I would say more so now than ever, just in terms of the real need for private sector engagement to help achieve these development objectives and to do so in partnership with the World Bank Group. So, you know, it is a globally competitive market, so you definitely want to be shaping teams, putting your best teams forward, because it is quite a competitive market. But with that being said, there's a tremendous value added in terms of the type of expertise and capability that Canadians can bring to these development projects. So I would recommend that you always consider relevant opportunities with the World Bank Group and other multilateral development banks. As you're prioritizing your sectors and looking at your priority global markets, certainly keep these opportunities in mind and definitely reach out if we can be of any assistance.
Great. No, this is a great overview. And I think very helpful, particularly of companies that eventually do want to meet you once we're out of, they can come and visit Washington. So for Canadian companies that would like to work with the World Bank, what are the next steps? How should they approach work with the World Bank overall?
Well, certainly I would first and foremost encourage all of you to be reaching out to the Trade Commissioner Service, to colleagues, specifically with the Office of Liaison with the International Financial Institutions and the Climate Finance Team, who are really close to the action here, who understand what the pipeline of projects looks like, where we'll see these types of opportunities in the climate space going forward. I would say to reach out to them initially, because there is a lot of information they can share with you as well. We work together to make sure that we have robust information available in terms of tangible next steps and how best you can identify and pursue related market opportunities. Also encourage you to participate in any and all of the outreach programs that we do deliver, either virtually or eventually in person. It's a great chance for you to hear directly from World Bank speakers and experts so that you can start preparing yourselves accordingly.
Great, thanks. And that was a bit of a self-serving question, so I could set up and expand on it. Definitely reach out to the climate finance, myself and to my colleagues in OLIFI, because as Laura said, we do track the procurement opportunities in all the institutions, including the World Bank, but also IDB and DFC and others. But also, you know, with Laura's help and Karim's help, you know, we're able to make the right introductions and prepare you for those conversations that you'll have with the different task team leaders, or on the IFC side, which is the private sector of the World Bank, the investment officers. And obviously the podcast forms you on how to, on the work of these institutions, but we're always certainly available to help.
I can add just one point to that, especially, you know, as there are new technologies or new innovation that's being applied to sectors, you know, particularly in energy storage, but other areas, there's just such a strong interest in understanding what's happening within the private sector. The World Bank Group does recognize that innovation will be coming from private sector players. So when you're working on areas that are really changing the landscape of opportunity in your field, by all means, please do reach out. We do also play a role where we help the World Bank Group staff to also understand how things are taking shape in the private sector and helping then thereby help define what's within possibility for developing countries as well. So please do reach out. We do special learning type related events, other types of activities to share your market insights if you do have something leading edge that you are really being able to deliver or achieve more development impact.
Great. Well, thank you, Laura, for being a guest on the podcast today. And for our listeners, please look out for more podcasts coming out. We've had some really great conversations with people at the Inter-American Development Bank and also with the International Finance Corporation. And we have a great lineup coming forward in the next few weeks. So thank you, everybody.
Great. Thanks so much. And wishing you and the team all the best.
All right. Thanks.